This is Noah Pink Spandex, episode 160 for Monday, March 4th, 2013. Megaforce, episode 3, going viral.
It's an episode.
It is. I don't even know where to begin with the let's see. See, Megaforce for me so far has been some solid threes. You know what I mean? It's been solid. It's been doing its thing enough for where I'm like, okay, this is a show. And then going viral happened.
Yeah. The episode was solid?
Say what?
You said the first episode was solid?
I laughed at the things that weren't funny.
So, yeah, I was going to say. Were you laughing because you were supposed to be laughing, or were you laughing because you're like, oh, it's just terrible bad?
Yeah, no. I laughed at the things that... I didn't have such high hopes for it, so, you know, when it came around and there were things that they were calling back to that were funny and things that they were calling back to that weren't funny but were funny enough because they were so bad, hey-o.
Well, let's just be fair. So far, there's nothing awful, okay, since the premiere. This episode wasn't awful. It wasn't the worst thing I've ever seen. It wasn't samurai bad.
Right. Like, let's be fair, right? There's bad, and then there's samurai bad. This is not samurai bad.
I mean, not quite, but...
I know.
Hey, you know
we're
what?
We're leaning a lot more towards
There were moments. There were moments, okay?
But it has not gotten to the point where... I wanted to punch people in the face. So... But there are some people in editing that I kind of do. Just saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a big thing later on in the episode.
But let's start from the very beginning.
Yes. We are starting out. We're at school. We get to learn the name of the school. Amazing. It only took 3 episodes to find out that they go to Harwood County High School, I believe is what it said.
Yes, Harwood County.
Harwood County High.
It doesn't really roll off the tongue for me. I don't really.
Whatever.
Well, it's better than the city.
Panorama, you know? City.
Yes.
Yeah. Panorama. That's not a real city. Like, I can believe Harwood County. You know, that sounds grounded. Panorama is like, y'all, what is this? Y'all picked up a nursery book or something? Like, but whatever.
Comic book city.
So yeah, that is true. So yeah, Harwood County High.
It sounds preppy, like, you know, where they have lots of money but don't spend it on clothes.
That's why everyone is a shade of white.
Shade of white. And the Rangers keep wearing the same clothes every day. Yeah.
I'm wondering if Noah's ever going to put his blazer back on, or if it's just
establish his nerdiness. And now he's okay. Hey, check it out.
Yeah, well, how does this start again?
Talking to Gia and Mia and Ema and Emma and Zima.
It's Noah is building the new social networking site for the school. Mm-hmm. And he's talking to Gia and Emma.
On the computer.
Mm-hmm. And they're like, wow, this is so cool that you built the site already so quickly. You know, and then what's his face? Noah's telling Gia. He's like, oh yeah, Gia, remember to send me your profile.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, all right. His pickup lines are coming on strong.
What?
And check that relationship status.
Oh, I'm gonna go poke you. Poke. Poke, poke, poke.
And then once his face comes in, Jake comes in with his guitar case.
That's right.
And he hears Gia. He's like, oh, what? Hey, Gia.
Hey.
And gone.
Hey. Oh. Yeah. I don't know.
What don't you know, Jer?
I don't know. I think they're kind of trying to force the whole Noah is like a wiener thing a bit much, because I mean, if you look at Noah and if you look at Jake, I understand that Jake is like, you know, wearing his hoodie, but I think Noah is more ripped.
Yeah.
Like, he's a bulkier dude. And they're trying to tell me that he's the nerdy guy, and then they, of course, reinforce it with push-ups. It seems like they're really trying to force the issue, and it comes off kind of lame. And the whole episode doesn't really help it, because they keep telling you 900 times
to
believe
in
yourself.
Yourself.
Yes.
Drink.
Yeah. I'm not feeling it. And I also, this is a big thing throughout the whole episode, but I don't understand why you're carrying around an axe in a guitar case, and why later on in the episode you need to run back to get your axe when you can summon it out of thin air with a card.
Yeah.
Like,
it makes no sense.
They just got their powers, so momentarily have a lapse in the memory banks.
But he does it later in the episode.
No.
He summons it out of thin air with a card.
He's like, oh yeah, wait, I could do that.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
That's just, I mean, I get that they're trying to tell a unique little story between Troy and Noah, and they're showing their differences, but...
Jake and Noah?
Yeah, Jake and Noah. Damn it. I don't know. Names are not... I know the five names, I'm just not matching them up correctly, so that is a step up from Samurai.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Yes.
So basically the first scene is that he comes in with the guitar case and Noah's like, oh, I didn't know you took up guitar. And then he comes around, he's like, I didn't. Opens it up and Noah sees the axe. And then Jake is waving around the axe in school, just like, you know, it's like a thing. It's what we do. Noah has to close the door, be like, yo, what's up? What are you doing? He's like, I need this calibrated because, you know, it's kind of off.
Yeah, I guess it's the whole thing is like, I like what they're doing. Like, I understand, you know, Jake comes off as the type of guy who would do that, who would carry around his giant freaking weapon in a guitar case because it makes him feel cool or whatever. And he likes to swing it around. But you already have internal logic that says that you have no reason to be doing that. You know, that's the thing is, I like that they're trying to tell this story, but you can't go against what you've already sort of established in order to tell it. Same thing with how in the last episode with him grabbing the book, the backpack. You know, how he acted like, oh, it's so heavy. And now all of a sudden, the next episode, he's, I can carry anything with a breeze guy because I'm super strong, even though nothing about me says that I'm super strong.
I don't think it was about him being strong, though, when it was catching her bag. It was about expecting it to be light, and then it's not. So you don't apply as much force or whatever when holding it up. I wasn't bothered about that.
I know, but the way they're trying to say how heavy that axe is, I mean, they're making it seem like it's ridiculously heavy. It wouldn't matter. I mean, if her bag was full of bricks, it still wouldn't be a fraction of the weight of the axe, so even if it was unexpected, he still shouldn't even
or move. That's a really, really, really heavy bag.
Yeah, I mean, it would have, you know, it would have to have like a friggin' ton weight in there. It's just, it doesn't, you know, I mean, if you did that in the very last episode and then you're doing this in this episode, it's just a little consistency would be appreciated.
That's like, I have plenty of consistency complaints, but that's not really one of them. Actually, this episode really bugged me because of a whole bunch of consistency complaints,
yeah.
or thoughts of like, how does this work if they live in the Power Rangers universe, or how does this, you know, like,
which we'll get to,
Yeah, there's a lot of good ideas, but there's a lot of poor execution of them in this episode.
So I mean, basically, Jake is telling Noah that, look, yo, you need to fix. fix my axe so that, you know, therefore, you know, I can show off to Gia how strong I am and how impressive I am and blah, blah, blah. You know, and he's like, and then Noah's like, yeah, and save the world, right? He's like, yeah, 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 that too.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Which was like a, I mean, I like that little bit. He was like, yeah, 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 I'm gonna save the world, that's cool, but I really want to impress this chick, right? So I just hope, though, that Jake is a great character. I like him. He's great.
Best one on the show.
I just don't want him to be
stuck on this.
Right. I don't want the only plot of him to be, I need to get this girl. He has to have other stuff going on.
Hey, it worked for Joel. Hey now.
But he's this guy cowboy. Like,
he is, that's right.
He had other things. He did, actually.
Eventually he did, yeah.
So
gotta get him some.
If you have other things while trying to get the girl, that's good. But if your only thing, your only characteristic is that you have to get this girl, then it's gonna be kinda one note. A little bit.
Yeah.
Well, he clearly loves working out all the time. That's his thing. You know, because of all the push-ups he does.
No.
No?
That doesn't make sense. See, that's another thing. Like, if it was about his confidence specifically, like, I can understand. But doing the push-ups doesn't make sense because he physically is...
Yeah.
Like... It should be the focus should be on the confidence rather than the actual physical strength, because the physical strength seems to be okay, seems to be perfectly fine, like he's strong enough.
And that's what I don't. And this is another thing with Noah that I don't get. Like, you know, the first two episodes, he's like doing all this stuff, being all agile and this and blah blah, and knowing how to do stuff and what coming out from nowhere and shooting things and blah blah. And now he's like, I'm not confident. I don't think I could be a superhero. And I'm like, you know, I'm all for the writers trying to create original things for the show, but you have to match it up too. I mean. He's all really good at what he does when he's in the suit, and not just normally good like how, you know, random people are when they morph and then they get good. But he's, like, exceptionally good. And then all of a sudden in this episode, he's, like, a bumbling idiot. Like, the American footage showing him, like, a bumbling idiot. I'm like, I don't know, you guys. I don't know. And even I noticed that. And I don't remember Ghost Sage.
I don't know. I didn't really get the impression that he was a bumbling idiot.
Well, there were like these little bits of like, you know, okay, like one of the examples where the axe fell on his shoe, right? And he's trying to move his foot, and he's like, like going on and on while Jake is talking to Gia over the morphing, right? And then he finally removes the axe, and Jake's like, oh, quit fooling around. And then, and what's his face? Noah is like, oh my goodness.
See, I really love that, actually. I really enjoyed that. To me, that's not him being a bumbling idiot. That's just Jake being oblivious to everything else whenever Gia's concerned.
Yeah, I thought it was funny. And it worked, and like the physical movements seemed to match the character for once.
Yeah.
It wasn't just like generic body language.
But I know, but I would understand and I would appreciate that more if the Sentai fish didn't show like complete opposite and like complete competence. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's not perfect, but I wouldn't consider it a huge thing, because I mean, I always got the idea that the Blue Ranger's supposed to, I mean, the whole point is they're illustrating is that he's not the super strong guy, he's the finesse guy. That's why he has the weapon that shoots at a long range, because, you know, because he would rather, you know, think about the problem, and that's why he does the whole with the axe, how he uses his momentum to twirl around and hit the guy with it instead of just picking it up and brute forcing it. That's kind of his deal, and that's like what I said, is that they should focus, like you guys said, that he should focus more on his confidence and not, he needs to build himself up or anything like that, because that's just not who he is.
And see, this is why, like in the first episode, I really felt like he should have been talking about how he calculated this and that, like during the fight, like how he knows to shoot and do whatever, whatever, because it would help when we got to that scene where he's swinging the axe around and he's using his mind to think about how to do it. Like, I don't know, it would have helped to sell it more that the idea is that he's using his intelligence. I didn't really feel that in this episode, even if that was the point, I didn't really get it. They kept screaming in our faces about confidence in like a really generic after-school special kind of way.
And believe in yourself.
With flashbacks to Jake.
Yeah, like with the romance eyes, yo, like just you could do anything. Just believe in yourself.
Yeah,
You
and that's yeah, like I said, I mean, I said in the first couple episodes that I never got the impression that he was supposed to be, the super brain of the team as much as he was just geeky. And it wasn't really until this episode that he really displayed that he's, really, really smart with making the website and with Jake Hap telling us that he's the smartest one of the team. That. It wasn't really until here that they really decided to focus on it. And I did like that they utilized, like with the Zord battle, him calculating things, but it is coming, they really should have given us more of this before now. I feel weird saying that because it is only three episodes in, but still.
Yeah, it's only three episodes in, and so I don't think that there was a big void of them explaining like, oh, well, he needs to calculate this. Like I don't see that because like they're just getting their powers and they're just figuring out things. So I don't mind that. My thing is he was all like, let me I'm this. I'm like doing the damn thing, you know what I'm saying? And now he's like, I don't know if I could do it. Like, that's what, I don't know. That's what, the first two episodes, he was fine. And now he's like, I don't know. Like, no. I don't think so. Like, if this episode came, was the first episode, and then he built, then I wouldn't have a problem.
Yeah, I guess when that is sort of your personality, they really should kind of get to you first as to explaining why you deserve your place on the team. Really. Because everybody else seems to be fairly competent.
Oh, except for Emma, she keeps needing help from Troll
Well,
Helter.
okay, yeah, that. Because, okay, we actually need to get through the actual episode itself. So they send down a monster who infects people and turns them into foot soldiers and by sneezing on them. And so the other three rangers are trying to stop them. And of course, they retreat and climb on top of a giant like storage container.
This is, it's not really that giant, actually.
Well, it's 8 feet tall, maybe.
This is the thing that kind of bugs me a little bit. Like, okay, they're Power Rangers, and even if we just pretended that this season was the only one that ever existed in this universe, they've jumped from the ground to their Zords before. Why does she need Troy to reach down this tiny little distance and grab her and pull her up? She could just jump right up
And
there.
they've teleported before, I'm just saying.
Hello, in the first episode, Troy was unmorphed and he jumped 90 feet in the air to kick a water bottle.
That's true.
And also, you kind of have the power of wind and you have a card that would just pop you right up on top of it. Again, not using the cards when you have the cards.
It's just so stupid. Like, wait, it's just dumb.
It seems like they've been doing that so far, that they've kind of been trying to force a moment where they have to go to the commercial break. Like they're trying to put them in peril even when they don't really have much to give them.
I see.
So they're like, hey, climb up on the container and look like
How
you're
come it always
surrounded.
has to do with Emma? I don't just saying.
Well, that's another
She's the
good point.
damsel in distress. But
Yeah.
we skipped the part where Noah saves a Japanese woman and she
Oh,
suddenly
yes.
becomes white and
Yes.
she asks the most amazing question ever.
Her
Are you
clothes.
some kind of superhero? No,
See, that's
biatch.
the thing.
No.
Again, like I
I
said
just use
earlier,
super speed to save you. No, I'm not a
I like the fact that they wanted to show Noah, I mean not yeah, Noah not having confidence, and they wanted to have him say, deliver that line about, I guess we're about to find out, which he delivered well, which was a good line. But again, it's the setup to it, which does not make sense. Which has been the problem so far, is that you have something good you want to do, you just need to figure out how to get there. That's not the way to get there.
Oh my gosh, I mean, and then like, and I'm sorry, but even before then, they have teleportation. Why is Noah running down this really long, like, underpass, overpass, through pass, whatever pass, stands there, and he's looking over and sees the woman running, and he's like, I can do this. Just believe in myself. And morphs, and then keeps running. Like, morph! I mean, teleport! Teleport.
See, this is exactly why I dislike the concept of teleportation. If you're not going to use it right, is stuff like this. Like, there's no peril whatsoever, except the kind that they force onto it that doesn't make sense. You know, as they could have teleported all over the place in this episode, but why? Why bother? Just run. See, if teleportation didn't exist, then all of the peril would have made more sense. But oh well.
Right. Yeah.
Damn, cards didn't exist. The peril would have made more sense, too.
And I'm sorry, is this woman from Mars? Like, you live in California. I mean, really, come on, it has to be California, right? Whatever. You live in the United States, and you're like, are you some kind of super... Dude, who else dresses up in spandex in colors?
Crazy people.
And is jumping around all
over the place
like, are you kidding me? Like, do you watch the news? I don't understand. Yeah,
I mean, but let's be fair. That's kind of been a contrivance for years and years and years now that we just can't get past when we have a show that's been around this long. Doesn't matter where we are, Power Rangers are a new thing. Straight up.
No, they're not.
To everybody.
Not true at all.
To everybody.
When the Lost Galaxy Rangers first showed up, there was a little kid who's like, Power Rangers! Okay, there's plenty of instances where they actually got it right.
Right, but like, it kind of seemed like after Lost Galaxy, when they kind of lost the continuity thing, when it wasn't new, you know, when there wasn't like carryovers all the time, that's, you know, Lightspeed was the first time we had the monsters aren't real from Crazy Old Lady. And then ever since then, you know, like Ninja Storm with the comic books and all this, you know, all this crap. It seems like it keeps happening where unless you literally live in the town where the Power Rangers are, somehow you don't know they're real.
Please, not even in the town, on the block. Like, it's really ridiculous. Like, if you live in the next neighborhood, you ain't never heard of a Power Ranger. You're like, what?
Yeah. Right.
It's like, what?
Your home could have been, like, blown up. Aliens could have dropped on your lap, killed your daughter, whatever. Like, somehow you don't know the Power Rangers exist, even though they're right there in front of you.
It's really annoying. It's really annoying. With the exception of Angel Grove and Stone Canyon. Exception.
Yeah.
Right.
Wow. Especially now that we're in a place where they've already freaking name-dropped Zordon. Come on. Come on. Pretend Power Rangers exist. Just do it. Granted, these Rangers technically probably weren't even born when the original Rangers were around, but still.
But that's even more, like, okay, big historical events, right? Those things happen in the real world, and then you grow up as a kid, right? And you hear about it.
Yo, let me tell you something. Them Mighty Morphins better be in them textbooks. They better be learning.
You know who's in the textbooks? It's the Space Rangers. They're in the textbooks. We know who they are.
I mean, literally, there's a holiday called Power Rangers Day, like, in this universe. Like, for real.
No, but
there
that's
is.
For Angel Grove on that one block.
Where
the lady, you know, the mayor, she walks around, she's like, hey, Power Rangers Day.
And then
Tommy walks around in his green shirt and other green shirt and green pants and green underwear and green tie and green everything and talks to the Rangers and everybody's like, hey, who are you? You're not the Green Ranger, are you? Nope.
Nope, just guy with a mullet.
Nope, just guy who really likes to wear green clothes. Green socks, check him out.
That's it. Crotch attack time.
Just a fanboy.
That's it.
That's what he is.
Yes. That's just kind of become I hate to say it, but it's kind of become just such a commonplace thing for people to not know. It defeats all logic, but people don't know. I hate it. But, you know, this is the world that has space horses on the moon and you can breathe up there.
I don't think it's nearly as commonplace as you're characterizing it. I mean, I feel like there's a bunch of seasons where they're like, okay, you're chosen to be Power Rangers, and all it is them being like, oh, cool. Not, what's a Power Ranger? Like, that was RPM because that, and that was like a surprising moment even. RPM! RPM! Which we've now pretended is in another dimension or whatever. RPM! Freaking, what's his face is like, how do you not know what a Power Ranger is? Obviously. Durr. You know, like, so, no, I'm not letting them off the hook for this extremely obvious thing in the season where they start off with Ranger keys and a flashback to millions of other Rangers.
Yeah, that's another thing is why hasn't Troy commented on the fact that he saw himself in the Legendary War? You know, told somebody about it maybe? Had this vision of me and other Power Rangers? No, nothing? Gonna share that with the class? No?
Why
You saw
bother?
yourself. You were right there. And
He's
all these
got a
other
lot of other things to deal with, like
Yeah, he and Emma have a full plate.
Yeah, they're just wow, just busy beats, just
Yeah,
swamped.
helping each other over really short trailers
Yeah,
and
that's wow. That takes a lot out
God.
of
And he still sounds like he's taking a nap. What's wrong with that guy?
He's in the middle of the nap and he's just sleep talking and
It's like
sleepwalking.
it's you know, he's having a fever dream and
Yeah, he never actually woke up. He just dreamed that he woke up.
this season is gonna end with him waking up looking at a snow globe or something, and it was all a dream, and I made them all up in my head.
And you were there, and you were there. And you, my sister Emma, you were Asian, and yeah.
So, all right.
Did you do anything just in the background?
To
It was pretty cool.
get through this episode, you have Troy, Emma, Gia trying to quarantine the Lugies.
This was an
Please.
unnecessary action scene.
So they're trying to quarantine them or whatever. And my thing is she wind, right? It's a thing, right? So why are they pretending to fight them, but they're like, no, we can't hurt them, and Ghost's like, yes, you cannot hurt them, right? Going through all that, but all the time you got wind, like just spin them around and throw them
Yeah.
somewhere. Like, just do it.
They eventually kind of
Get
sort of do
there's a
that.
whole bunch of memory lapses in this episode because
Yeah.
just
I feel like that whole scene could have been replaced with like something, some human dialogue or you know, something with Emma and Troy since people are so like upset that they're not getting a lot of screen time, a lot of character stuff yet. Might as well get a good head start.
Well, we got to see Emma ask Gia about a boy that she might like.
Like, so,
Yeah.
did you notice that Jake has a crush on you? She's like, nope,
Yes.
didn't notice.
And for
I
the
like that,
sake,
actually.
yeah.
Well,
'Cause
I
clearly she
didn't notice.
noticed.
Yeah.
Clearly she noticed, and she's playing coy.
Like, what are you gonna do about it?
And once again, two episodes in a row, the bad guys interrupt her going to tell, you know, tell something about her relationship with him. Oh well.
Yeah.
Tell her true feelings.
Yeah.
Showing her true colors.
Shining
She's.
through.
Yeah, she's being a DTs. That's all it is. Oh, she is. Come on. She's being a tease.
I mean.
Or she's trying to not like break the guy's spirits because they're on the same team now. It'd be one thing if she never saw him again, but like, look, dude, ain't nobody got time for you, right?
Ain't nobody got time
Time
for
for
that.
that. So, let's be real. It's not happening.
Tease. Tease.
I mean, from the perspective of a stalker, she's a tease, sure, yeah. And maybe she needs to be punished for it, yeah.
She needs
For
to
not
tell.
immediately jumping in his lap.
She needs to tell him because she was about to tell him in the last episode and then she didn't tell him. So now she needs to tell him. You
I don't
know?
think it's her responsibility, really.
She was about to tell him!
And?
And? Finish your sentence, woman.
Right.
You're a great guy and all, but no.
You know?
Like, okay, in the middle of people dying, like, right next to them.
She
it's,
could...
It's important that I let him down right now. I really have to do this.
She could have told him during their park bench scene at the end of last episode.
Right, with everyone surrounding them, so he can be embarrassed to the max.
Crush him! Crush him? Are you serious? Everyone's like, yeah, we beat the monster. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, by the way, don't like you.
Yeah, you ain't getting
Oh, Lord Jesus, have mercy. So, yes, they quarantine the loogies or whatever. And then Jake and Nora are called to help them. And Jake's like, come on, quit playing around, yo. Like, let's go. Noah's like, but we all have to catch up to him now. They go, they run, and I forgot what happens here.
They find
they
the
catch
monster
up, first. Yeah. This is all out of order, but anyway, yeah.
Yeah, they find the monster while the other ones are quarantining. So, and right. Yes, and he does his little axe swing that cuts him, and then he shoots him with the bow gun.
Oh yeah, that's where he grabs trying to grab the axe, and he's like, it's so heavy, and Jake's like, you can do it, believe in yourself again.
Yeah. Yes,
he's like, I can do anything if I just believe in myself.
Mm-hmm. Never give up.
Yeah, it's samurai level to me. I'm sorry, like, they just don't know when to shut up, really, about the theme. Like, you don't need to shove it in people's faces like this. It's obvious what's going on. Like, it's too much. Whatever. The Ghost Age action was pretty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so then the other three show up and they tell them their flashback story of quarantining.
Another stupid samurai thing that should not happen anymore.
Yeah, it's just a Sentai thing in general, where we always have the flashback thing.
Well, yeah, but Samurai specifically did it all
the
time.
Yeah, Samurai never cut it out when they probably should have.
Like, RPM never had this problem, you know.
No, RPM was too busy focusing on close-ups of the helmet shot inside the helmet. Sweating.
Preferable.
Yeah, I'm inside my Megazord sweating.
So they farm the blaster thing and blow
blaster,
them up.
Blaster, blow it up. And then we come upon a problem.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
Yes.
They insert a scene that is not in the Sentai where where Noah picks up the axe and he runs all the way back to where the people are quarantined and he cuts it up and he frees the people because the monster's destroyed, so the spell is gone. And it's a nice little scene where the other Rangers follow him back, and he's looking all cool, and Gia's like, "Hey, Noah, what's up?" And Jake's like, "Oh, sad face."
It's like, "Hey, I like how you handled that axe."
You know, yeah. It's a nice little scene for Noah, you know, where he gets his little confidence by on his own, and he does his thing, and then we go to commercial break.
No, but wait a minute, hold on, wait a minute, Jake. He's all like, look, if anybody was going to get a little shine, and if it ain't me, it'll be Noah with my axe and Gia. Yes. Heffa.
Heffa?
Then we go to commercial.
Yes, we go to commercial break, and we come back, and you assume what's going to happen. You assume they're going to still be standing there having freed the people, and then the monster's going to grow like behind him or something.
Right.
Makes sense. Instead, we cut back to them blowing up the monster with the blaster, and the monster just grows from there. As if the entire scene where they ran off following Noah to free the people never happened.
Because, you know, where they were when they blew up the monster, they were in, like, a foresty area. And then where Noah went to free the people, it was kind of like in a city area. Mm-hmm. And then we're back to the foresty area. And, like, as if, these editors, y'all need to wake up.
It was like they didn't want to shoot a new scene of the monster growing, so...
But they didn't even have to. Like, they just cut out the the parts that show the Rangers still holding the weapon that they blew the monster up with.
Or why don't you put in the stupid, the, what's your face, the quarantine scene or breaking up the wall after.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would also work.
Kind of easy.
Yeah, so it was very, very strange editing. Like, I mean, it wasn't even, you know, it wasn't even something you could pass off. It was just ridiculous.
Yeah, it was beyond.
You know, there's no way to possibly explain it. It was just bad editing.
Yeah. I mean, it didn't even, like, bother, like, giving Red, because they followed him, but they followed Noah to the scene of where he broke the quarantine thing, and they showed Red without the giant blaster in his hand, and suddenly it's back in his hand when the monster grows. No attention paid mm-hmm. whatsoever. It's just like, who cares?
Yeah. Probably some of the worst continuity error I've seen, probably ever. One of them, at least. It's just completely ridiculous. So, I mean, what do we... Monster grows. They fight it. It takes the sword from them, which is kind of cool.
The dragon sword, yeah.
The dragon sword. And then, once again, Noah has confidence.
That's right.
And because of his confidence, he is given new zords.
A new spell code.
Yeah,
a new
spell code. I was going to say, just like Mystic Force. He did a great job, you know, sitting there doing nothing. That's clearly enough to earn something.
I was waiting to hear bing ling ling.
I learned 8852. Look at this. Yay.
Yes. Awesome. Galwit Misto something something.
Yeah. Galwit Misto Changeo.
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 Okay, so yeah, so he gets his card and he busts out his new fishy zorts.
His Sikh brothers.
His Sikh brothers.
Sea brothers, as they call
said
it.
Said it.
Yeah. And he gets his fancy pirate hat, and he calculates some things with some random crap on the screen, and he uses that to destroy the monster and break its shell. And everybody, you know, fist pumps all around.
I'm like, wait, go Noah. Yeah, Noah, you're great, Noah. Yeah, Noah.
I've already fully had enough of Mega Force. That's a mega win.
Yep.
Telling us it's a mega win. Not big on that. That means this Samurai Rangers victory is ours.
Terrible. And I know they couldn't help it, but the Megazord looks like crap to me. I don't like that form at all. But yep. Well.
There aren't many forms that look good in this series. There's not a lot of pretty stuff here.
Yeah, just clunky. Ugh.
Yeah, I think the Beetle one's even worse.
Can't wait to see it!
Yeah.
It'll be like tomorrow or something. Like it's, and they're not even waiting. 20 episodes,
yeah,
people.
It really just felt like a lot of spandex footage. It was just a lot. You know, it was like 2 seconds here, talkie talkie. Another 2 seconds here, talkie talkie, spandex. All day, every day. And normally I wouldn't mind. If there's some plot, some meat and spandex, but this episode, not really. Not really.
Yeah.
Another very brief check-in with the boss. Not much there. Apparently they are calling the little robot dude Tensu now.
Yeah, Tensu. What the?
Can't figure out how to pronounce that yet.
Although I did like, which kind of skipped over, but I did like the part where Tensu, so whatever, was explaining how the, you know, the monster was working. He was like, and then he sneezes on the people, and then that person transfers to that person, and then that person, like a little kid, and that person transfers that person, and then that person transfers the virus to the, and then Gia's like, okay, we get it. Like, you need to hush your mouth. Like, a little moment was like, you see, there was like little moments here and there that were like, oh, look, that's Megaforce and its good self. And then it goes back to being samurai. Believe in yourself! Crap.
Yeah.
You know, in thinking about it, this is probably the worst episode. I mean, I hated everything that they did that was Day of the Dumpster-esque in the first one, but somehow, maybe it's just because it was a premiere, it was less annoying than some of the stuff here. So I kind of feel like I might change what my original grade was.
What is your grade? What was your
Well,
grade and what are you changing it to now?
yeah, originally I was going to give it a 3, kind of a weak 3, but
Ding,
I'm thinking it's going to be a 2.
ding, 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 ding. You are a winner. Because that's what I'm
Yeah.
giving it. Like, I watched it. I usually watch Megaforce 3 times, right?
Three.
I do. I watch it twice when I, when it, well, actually, I've been watching it live. Then, when I acquire some stuff later, I watch it then. And then I watch it before we come on to record. So that's how I usually watch it. But this time, I was like, all right, I'm gonna just give it a little twice. And then the second time, I was more annoyed. So, yeah, two. Yeah, it's two. I mean, it's not. It's there's still little glimmers here because, the characters are different and they have Gia and Jake are still my winners, And with Noah, they try to focus on him, but they just did it all wrong and then the believing yourself like 5 million times. I hope nobody was really playing a drinking game because they would have been wasted. And yeah, I two. It's a two.
Huh.
Yeah. It's just too many stupid either mistakes or just, well, mistakes. I would still consider it a mistake if you don't know that it's dumb to have someone question whether or not somebody is a superhero if they look like a parent. It just bugs me.
Well, she could, she was all, she was clumped. She didn't know what to do. Because the monster was attacking her.
And her haircut look horrible.
Yeah,
Well,
I actually
because
looked
that's
the actress
another.
up because I wasn't sure if that was her real hair or not. I had to look her up. I'm like, oh, that is her hair. It's just really ugly.
Yes.
They
I
put a wig
mean,
on her
they could
to
have
catch the
given her a
Japanese.
nice short haircut that matched the Japanese chick. Like, it didn't
Yeah.
have to be like you put a bowl on her top of her head and cut around. Like, I don't know what that was.
Yeah. And it's interesting because she kept going from being awake and alive and animated to being unconscious lying against the wall.
Yes, she did fall asleep for a minute there and then came back. I'm just gonna take a nap over here, guys. You
She
do what you gotta do.
probably was so shocked every time she woke up. She was like, oh my gosh, it's still going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The crazy people run around in suits, so you never know.
Yeah, because she doesn't know what superheroes are.
She might think it's a cosplayer.
She might think it's another alien. Ooh, are you another alien?
This chick is an idiot. She's just stupid.
Yeah, we can add her to the list of dumb humans we've seen in this show over the years. Her and the old lady from Lightspeed will be chatting.
If she's
Chopping it
still
up.
alive.
Hey, you're not. Well, yeah, you're probably right.
So
Yeah.
what do you give it, Jer?
I don't know. I feel like Natalie Imbruglia. I'm torn.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Wow.
I just, because on one hand, I see glimmers, like I see the making of a good story, and I see good instances. I see some good dialogue here and there, little bits and pieces. But then when I look at the thing as a whole, there's lots of it's Swiss cheesy. There's lots of things that are missing or confusing or just wrong. I kind of, oh. Two or three, two or three.
Okay, pause because we forgot to talk about the final scene where they go back to the school.
Oh, yeah. What? Okay.
What
go back to the school. He calibrated the axe. Jake swings the axe around and he breaks a computer monitor and Noah's like, yeah, Jake, he's crazy. Womp womp, 40% lighter, titanium.
End aluminum.
Aluminium.
Aluminium.
Aluminium. You know.
And then it's like, oh, it's like a sitcom. Right.
Wacky sitcom ending.
It's not right. He's like, oh, I don't know if I can get used to this. And Noah's like, well, just believe in yourself. I was done. That's what sealed the deal for me, yo. Like, I'm done. Like,
I don't know. I kind of actually liked it when he threw it back in his face a little bit.
I couldn't. It was just too much. It was just too much for me.
Oh, that's the thing is, though, is part of me wants to give it a 2, but I still liked it better than the premiere.
What?
I still did. The premiere pissed me off so damn much.
Ugh, you are.
I hate the cray. I gotta go low ball 3. I got a low ball 3.
You are awesome.
Gotta do it. I'm sorry. I gotta do
it. Awesome. Like the continuity edits alone.
They're so bad.
Consistent.
It's not. I liked it a little more, just a tad bit more in the premiere.
I think because the difference is like the first episode is annoying because of the things that they intentionally did that they thought would work but didn't. Whereas this episode, it's like a bunch of stuff that was just carelessly thrown around because they weren't paying enough attention. They didn't, care.
Right. Or whatever. Yeah. You know, like, kids won't catch it. It's fine. Whatever. It's cool.
Yeah. I don't think either of them is amazing. It's just,
I'm still curious to figure out how that happened in this episode. How such a big glaring error happened.
Just whatever. And it's just like, I'm tired of like the stupid, like the excuses, like the explanations that don't need to be, like the whole thing with Jake. I mean, we already said it, but like, with Jake going back for his axe, I feel like that was only there so that they could set up Noah saving the chick by himself.
Right, because Jake had to run in at the last second.
Yeah.
And there had to have been 50 different ways that they could have done that was less nonsensical than what was chosen. Mm-hmm. And I feel like you could just easily have done something else, but you didn't.
Yeah. I guess the only thing that really keeps the first episode is worse for me is the fact that I really can't stand pandering, and that's what the first episode was. It was so much pandering, and that always annoys me more than anything. Just with the direct lines from Day of the Dumpster, just too much. Too much.
I think at least we all agree that the second episode
is the good one?
Is the best one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, 1 and 3 can jockey for positions all they want, but 2 was good.
Great, glad we could come to some kind of consensus.
I'm more curious just about next week's episode because I still think the little blurb for it is interesting.
Sure is.
It is well because it might be the Go Say Green thing. It might be. Or it could be something completely unique that we've never thought of.
Yeah. What's the title of the episode?
Stranger Ranger. It says, as the Rangers learn that concentration is essential to perfecting their Ranger skills, they are distracted by a civilian falsely claiming to be a Ranger.
I see.
Wait, I know what it is. I know what it is. It is the next episode of Ghost Ager because I remember I watched...
Yeah,
I watched episode 5 of Ghost Ager because it's the one that matches up with going viral, and the preview for episode 6 showed the Rangers with blindfolds on training.
Yeah, I noticed that too.
I just thought of that. Yeah, I'm trying to think,
which is not the Ghost Ager Green episode.
No, it's what is it? Is it
I don't remember.
It feels like there were a lot of episodes at the beginning of Ghost Ager that were about yellow and black together, like Buttonheads and stuff like that. It feels like there was a lot. Okay.
We already skipped one of them. The black and yellow.
Black and yellow.
We skipped episode 3, right? Which was before they had all decided to live together, where they were out camping, and Black's like, "You're only half a person," to his sister, which, you know, that goes over well.
Yeah.
And she gets hurt in a fight, and then the episode after that, 4, is they're actually going to do eventually. It looks like it's episode 6. They just put it out of order.
The singing episode.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that.
A guitar monster, yes.
But apparently, okay, I actually looked it up here. The next Ghost Sager episode is the one where Red finally fights quote unquote Creepox, like in a big battle.
And it is the one where the Landix get their headers.
Yes.
So it looks like we're continuing to give absolutely nothing to Emma.
Oh, we'll fix it in a few weeks.
Episode 5 is going to be a G and Emma episode, so.
Right. And then the next one.
A Gemma
apparently,
episode.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yes.
And the next one, unless they change the ranger that's supposed to do their unorthodoxed way of singing of da-da-da-da to defeat the monster, as it says in the synopsis.
Yeah, by the way, oh my God, just watching that. That was so not ear singing. That was so not her.
Yeah, I just, I don't know why that episode happened.
I don't know why they picked that one to adapt. You gonna skip that one, maybe? Pick a different one?
Yeah. Or change the stupid plot.
Yeah, something. I mean, you can find something to do with music that doesn't involve that.
Especially if it is Emma, then so 2 seasons in a row we'll have an Asian Pink Ranger singing as like the plot. Okay.
Why did you have to remind
me? Every day, all we gotta have is fun, fun, fun. Come on, Spy.
No.
I didn't watch that either.
We don't have to worry about any singing pinkies and no Go Busters because...
There's no pinky?
There's no pinkies! And it's just tears coming from my face.
It's just tears.
Oh, what was the last thing we talked about?
It was Christmas.
Oh, snap.
So New Year's was the first, was the episode we didn't talk about.
So we did both parts of Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't even remember that.
So we're on 45?
Mm-hmm.
Out of 50?
Mm-hmm.
That's a long ways to go.
I don't remember that crap at all. I remember the broad strokes.
We're doing broad strokes. We're not doing every single episode known to man. I'm just gonna start out.
I'm just refreshing myself. So keep going.
Yeah.
So I will
do some research on the side.
Research on the side. It's not like, you know, we had to, I don't know, talk about Go Busters, but not like nobody knew about that anymore. Anywho,
I'm good for the last 2.
You could.
I'll watch those today.
Okay. So, I'll just start out by with the New Year episode. It was weird because they were in like some temple and they were dressed up, and I thought that the beginning of the episode was like some PSA, like, "Hey kids," you know, but it wasn't. It was part of the episode, so that was kind of weird to me. But
you'll get used to that if you watch enough Sentai. It happens. Going to the temple on New Year's.
I see.
They do it once in a while. I think they did an Abba Ranger. I'm trying to think where else I remember.
It's a thing.
It's a thing. Yeah, it's a thing. You know, you gotta throw in your little wish or whatever and run, play with the rope and pray. And
play with the rope.
Play with the rope bell. Pray.
But this New Year's episode, it had to deal with them getting some time off, and Commander was about to set up Ryuji, you know, with a chick because he's getting old and he needs to get married and settle down. But he's like, right. Nah, I can't do that right now.
Basically, this is the requisite silly, goofy episode before the finale stuff starts getting real.
Before stuff got real.
Right. So it's all, I mean, it's just a blind date episode where, you know, everybody, mistakes things and gets stuck in goo and...
Right. And the eraser thing came back. The monster.
Yes.
My favorite monster.
My boy, Eraser Man, said, what's up? Said, what's up? One more go round.
Exactly. This time he was supposed to be some kind of food, right? Or whatever.
Yeah,
but you're a racer guy. You will always
be a racer guy
in my heart. Yes. Oh, I love it.
Deal. He still had his little USB hand.
Yes.
So he goos him up, and they're all making excuses for why I'm here, and sit down and talk to this person, and I don't know if I like you or whatever, crap like that.
All this other stuff. And I love my racer guy. He wanted to be big, so he got into the frying pan. Heated himself up.
He cooked himself up, you know.
That's right. Became big. And he was like, that's right. Oh, you can't hit me. I'm bouncy. What? Whoop, whoop. Yeah. And then, you know, they had to beat him. And
poor guy.
Oh, tear.
They had to beat him.
They should have let him live. Yeah. Let him live.
Anyway.
Come on. It's been a while since we had a season where they let the monster live like that, you know? Remember the alligator from Alba Ranger?
No. Don't want to either.
The guy with the telephone on his head? No?
So back to GoBusters.
But he runs the place now.
That's great. This was an episode.
That was an episode. I laughed. It was nice to see little humor things going on or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And
brevity.
Even though it's
They had costumes. They had costumes. Yes, what's his name? Beatbuster was an afro.
That's right. He was pimped up.
Yeah. Trying to be solid as a rock. I'm like, alright. you do that.
His Huggy Bear on, yes.
And was Stag in drag?
Yeah,
it was. Had those lips.
Drag Stag.
And then, because he was like, oh, okay, I will go on the date now. Like, wait, no! No! You can't. No.
I love BJ Stag so much.
Me too.
He's always serious, and he doesn't realize it's not supposed to be serious. Oh, times.
This was Ryuji's future. Nothing could interrupt that.
Yeah, Ryuji needed to get him some. He's getting old.
At the cost of possibly the world.
That's okay.
Come on, so everybody's, got to get their tip wet once in a while.
Okay.
Wow. Jeez. Oh, Lord Jesus, have mercy. Anywho, and then, and then you got Hiromu's sister, on a quote-unquote date. But really, she's just meeting with her publisher.
That's right.
What a silly misunderstanding.
Oh, and everybody laughs at the end. And the chick's like, yeah, I didn't even like you in the first place, dude. Don't worry. Oh, I didn't like you either, sweet.
It's like, I have a boyfriend. Oh, yeah, me too. Love it.
He's going to spend the rest of his days with Kulorin. They're going to be living together. It'll be great.
And even Rock Lee got a little bit to do.
Yeah,
Rock Lee. Yeah. The gay foreign temp.
That is true.
Oh, Rock Lee. Every once in a while, you have some fun.
Oh my gosh, that was... And the hand! He did the hand. I was done. I was done. Oh man! Even when GoBusters is silly, I love you! Oh.
Hells yeah!
It's so sad. I'm gonna cry. Okay, next episode, I'm sorry. Does he need a tissue?
Wow.
Okay, the next episode, 46.
Yes.
The new fusion and overheated rampage.
Yes. Because...
No idea.
Papa Inta. Yeah, Escape comes back.
Yes. Because this is an episode about Ryuji and Yoko, right? Where...
Sure.
Where they're talking about what's going to happen, you know, after the battle's
right.
all...
Yeah, yes, that is. Yes,
I remember
is.
That, yes.
She needs to go back to school because she's only 16.
Right.
Seven. Did she turn 17, right, earlier in the season?
Right, fanboys.
Oh, hey, almost time. Stop down that clock.
Yeah.
Watch.
Yeah, so Ryuji was trying to tell her, like, look, you know, when this is done... You really have to be in school by then. You can't wait until it's over. And then she's like, I'm fine. I'm good. I'm whatever. And he's like, no, but you really have to start, you know, practicing and studying so that you know how to do these exams. And she's like, I'm good. Ho, leave me alone. And then he's like, and then, no, because he follows her into the bathroom. And she's like, yo, leave me alone.
Yeah. He's kind of a lecherous uncle. It's weird.
Excuse me. This is private time. Like, what are you doing?
Annoying. Get away from me. And he's all like deflated. He's like, yo, she called me annoying.
This is where they go. They see the Enertron spike and they go and they find Enter and Escape. Enter has brought back Escape, but she has no memory of anything. Because she once again tells them about her guns and that she's pretty good.
Yes.
And it's in a forest, which is so odd.
Yeah, that is weird. They don't tend to do foresty things.
Go Busters, I kind of missed the location.
But it's actually, do they do it in this episode where they actually make it part of the plot?
Yeah.
That she has, like, plant powers? Escape is all planty?
Well, no, Well, I mean, at the end, I mean, she has the flowers and stuff on her.
Yeah, she has like a big like a big flower gun hand.
Yeah.
Because Enter is using all the information that he collected from his cards, and he's using it to power her up.
And later on, it'll be revealed that he's been creating these two monsters that he created now out of organic material instead of the inorganic stuff that he has been doing. All along.
Yes.
Like Beast Machines.
He's evolving.
yes. And so they have the big fight, and once again, they do more Ryuji escape stuff where they get like thrown into the water, and when they wake up, she is trying to overheat him because she wants to fight him again. And he's like killing himself, but he's all going all crazy pants, fighting each other, and everybody else is trying to find him. And Yoko's the one that like starts taking shots. She's trying to get him into the water, but he's like beating her down. Hardcore. I always like the crazy Ryuji episodes.
It's our last one.
I know, right?
Sad.
They kind of used that a lot, though.
They did, yeah.
It tends to, and it always. Well, it's not just that they tend to use it; it's that they always tend to use it with Yoko too. You know where? I mean, they've sort of done this story before.
It's their bond. They care for each other, and this is how they demonstrate it.
I think that's why this is not like a favorite. Is just because it feels like deja vu a little bit. I mean, if you take out. The developments with the villains is kind of the same. Like, this could have been episode 12 or whatever to me.
Yeah. We've had an episode where she's tried to force him to go crazy, and we've had an episode where he has gone crazy and beaten up on Yoko before, so neither of those aspects are anything new. But,
And it feels like, because even watching it, it felt like this was supposed to be, like, the final point on the two of them. As their relationship, you know, before we get to the finale. And
right.
It's just sort of like, well, the final point is a lot like the first one, you know? we got a quick little flashback of, like, him taking care of her or whatever, and, like, noting, oh, their family or whatever, but I don't know. It just seemed kind of, okay, well, that was good, I guess.
Yeah.
We just needed a reminder of what's at stake.
Yeah, I mean, I liked it, but I didn't think it was anything special.
Yeah.
Did we end on a cliffhanger? What was the deal?
The deal was it because she was resurrected again and they didn't know what that was about?
Right. And this is one where he makes the beetle.
Yeah, at the end he shows his ability because he makes the beetle and he makes another escape.
Right, and that's the cliffhanger.
Right. Yeah, and then the next episode, let's see.
Now I remember, the reset and the backups. Yes. So this is where they find out that so remember when you guys thought you got rid of all the cards and the last one's left and you couldn't find the last one? Guess where that is? It's in you, Hiramu. Yo.
This was clever.
Because let me tell you something. Remember, like, way back when that, an episode that probably nobody heard, but way back when we talked to,
yeah.
Where, like, I was like, yo, they gave me that finale, and I feel like it was the finale, and they got, like, 13 more episodes to go, and how could they do this to me? I don't want to feel like there's another finale, and blah, blah, blah. How could they do? Let me tell you. Yo, checkmate.
And they flash back to that finale, so it, like, happened right there. Because that was the moment, right? Because, like, he punches...
Right.
Enter punches Red, and that's the moment where he puts the card in him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then, like, and they took that particular angle where, like, it wasn't necessarily a punch, necessarily, but it was, like, yes, he placed his hand upon his rib cage, and I'm like, oh, stop. Like, no! And then his eyes glowed, like, what? Done. It's done. Oh, yo, this is why GoBusters was the joint!
Yes, and then, it's like, very well plotted.
The whole plan of, like, yes, and all the backup were on this card, and then I'll put it in you, and, well, just saying, a lot of euphemisms, but anyway. So, And they were, you know, like, planning all this stuff, and you had to make sure the backup was with him so that if you, look, you can't go, because, what up? Oh, man, this is, everything, the leading up to it, and then, because with Escape resetting herself over and over and over and over and over and over, and Enter being mad that she's kind of corrupted and blah 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 and mad with himself.
That was kind of sad, actually. Like, it's the idea that this chick is stuck, like, in a loop, and she's not allowed to go past a certain point over and over again. And he's pissed off at her. He will just, like, kill her and then bring her back and be like, "Okay, be better than you were a second ago." I don't know. It's a tragic.
It is a tragedy.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought it was sort of like that he wanted her to actually work for him instead of always being, you know, off doing her own thing. But when he finally got what he wanted, he sort of realized that she was kind of boring. You know,
yeah.
Like, that was his fun, was her working against him, and now she's just submissive, and he's like, "Meh, you ain't special."
I think it's like I feel like this was Enter being more human because he actually, unbeknownst even to himself, sort of, I don't know about fell in love, but he sort of became amused by her as the real her, and then when he tried to recreate her, it was like, "No, wait, but you're not. This isn't what I liked about you. Like, this is wrong. This is weird. And he thought that he could just, you know, create.
Well, I took it as the fact that he has part of Jin's data inside of him, and that was Jin's whole thing, was that he made, when BJ Stag was made, he was made with flaws because flaws are interesting to him. So he's got part of that in him, that same sort of mentality of that human mentality, where, you know, being human, having our flaws is what makes us interesting in the first place. Being perfect like a computer program is boring.
All right. I think it's,
and then you're always worried, and then you're always worried about losing that perfection, so you have to back it up somewhere. But really, like, in itself, that is a flaw because, you know, backups can be lost, destroyed, and then you're just by yourself. So then, bloop, done. Over.
Yeah.
But yeah, that, I was like, because I didn't know where they were going to go with this. I'm just like, okay, they're going down the cards. Okay, fine. You know, what's his face? Enter, took one of the Messiah cards. All right. I'll see you. All right, I'll see what they're doing. But then when they said that it was in Hiramu, I was like, what? Stuff just got real.
Mm-hmm. I was kind of surprised that they really were done. That they really were done with Messiah, like straight up done with him. Once you know, the first time Escape was destroyed, that they never really brought him back in any way, shape, or form. It was really just all down to Enter. Without, you know, I thought there was going to maybe be a bit more of a struggle, or I don't know. I kind of enjoy that they just completely moved the focus, and they didn't linger on all that crap and make it more complicated.
Because honestly, Messiah was kind of boring. So
yeah.
I mean, okay, fine. He's, you know, feed me. I want to be stronger. Blah blah blah. Whatever. But it was Enter was the one to make him kind of relevant. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you might as well continue on with the character that is actually relevant.
Yeah, they you know, I kind of thought they were just eventually going to get to a moment where he, like, officially turned on him, but that never really had to happen.
I mean,
he was being subversive about it.
I mean, in a way, you could sort of say that he did, because I feel like Enter was satisfied with Messiah being killed and destroyed, and
right.
Because this might have been kind of his thing all along, or, well, not all along, but, you know, at a certain point he decided it's probably better if I just let this thing go, and I'm Messiah, quote unquote, now.
Right. Why am I doing all this legwork just to bring back this other guy when I can just take it for myself?
Yeah, and be better.
Yeah. He kind of turned on him more through Escape than actually some big moment, but
yeah. And I like that idea that the general, or whatever you want to call him, is secretly the main villain the whole time. You just don't know it until you reach a certain point. I like that. The big bad.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What else happened in this episode?
That was the most important.
That's about it.
Hello.
I was wondering if there's anything specific that was other interesting specific things.
That's when they find out, that's when, he exposes, what's his face's weak point too.
Yeah. The beginning of the episode sort of, hints at what's going to happen later in the episode, that for some reason he just automatically knows what the weak point is when he comes back, and that's when they slowly reveal that he knows it because Red is his backup. But
and the way they solve his weak point problem is to beat the
oh that's right
him.
Yes. 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 Run some little race against pictures of chickens.
Yes, first it starts up with a non-looking, like a cartoonish
chicken.
Just
like a white ball, yeah.
And then it gets more realistic. And then he made over the the finish line. He was doing it. And all of a sudden, Jin wants to give him a little chicken dance, a little jive chicken dance.
Jive chicken dance?
How funky is your chicken?
Hmm. Yeah. And then they beat the crap out of him, right?
Yes. When That's it, how they stop the...
Every time he shows a picture of a chicken, they just beat him up so he stops freezing. Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of weird. They had quite a bit of comedy in the middle of the episode before getting really super serious at the end.
Yep, they're getting in their last good jokes.
You know, get a couple more zingaroos in there.
Yes, before the tragedy.
Before, oh snap, we gotta kill you, Hiromu. What? No.
So, yeah. 48.
48, setting the trap.
Yep, Hiromu wants to kill himself.
Mm-hmm. There's lots of pensive people trying to figure out solutions and playing Jenga. And
yes.
Lots of Jenga going on.
Lots of Jenga. Yeah, that is true.
Yeah, they do play some Jenga, you know? Then Hiromu gets all introspective and the classic, oh, I'm gonna go kill myself so that you guys can win and this Enter will be dead.
I like, because it's pretty intense, but like they do reach that point where it's like, well, yes, like I'm willing to do this. I don't want to, but because there's a much bigger threat, maybe like we need to keep the option open. This is a possibility. I like the sort of facing the reality of that, because I think there's a lot of like superhero crap out there where the opposite approach would be taken, like, oh no, like this isn't an option. And it's sort of like, whenever I hear that, I just think that's admirable, I guess, but it seems naive somehow. And I like that they kind of just face that, like, it's possible we have to do this awful thing.
So yeah, and so Hiromu is trying to kill himself. Meanwhile, Escape is back once again, and this time she has moved from plants to animals. And this is their big final battle with Escape. The other Rangers are fighting her while Hiromu's one on one with Enter. And they beat her, and there's a Zord battle, I believe. She like combines with the
Escape Zeta.
Yeah, the last form of the robots. You know, I kind of wish that, I don't think they really, you know, did enough with her at the end. I kind of felt like it was a little anticlimactic.
Yeah.
You know,
I think her dying so many times sort of softened the impact of her final death.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just sort of like, okay, well, great. She's dead. So when's she coming back?
Yeah, especially when there's two more episodes to go. I just was like, come on. Because to me, she's just as important as Enter. I mean, yeah, she's just... I don't know. I always kind of thought that they were going to do something to... I mean, I'm glad they didn't, because it would have been a bit of a cop-out, but I kind of thought they were going to do something to extract the data and maybe give us back all these people that were turned into Enter and Escape, little pieces of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I kind of thought there was going to be some sort of revolution where you know, people came back. But, I mean, to this...
They didn't do that.
Yeah, to this series credit, I mean, when they kill somebody, they kill somebody.
Yeah, and I love it because you can go back and look at all the discussions. So many people just assumed automatically that all the family would be back, everything would be like tied up in this nice little bow, and like everything would be super happy. And that's not really how it is.
To be fair, that happens more often than not. But yeah, it was nice
to do it.
Yeah, I mean it's rare, but it is nice to see when they do that. Instead of having some miracle crap where everything works out in the end,
yeah,
and everybody gets what they want.
Yeah, yeah. The happy ending is that they defeat the enemy and there is no more further threat. It's not that magically everything bad that ever happened suddenly didn't happen.
Right.
So, yeah, I prefer that ending. that kind of ending, I guess. At least for something like GoBusters.
Yeah. So yeah, so at Hiromu is like grabs on to enter, and he's gonna use his the flames of his volcanic attack to kill them both.
Yes.
Yes. And that does not work. Hiromu is all beat up, but Enter comes back and is like, "Hey," and then he turns, and then he turns into Evil Red Buster because now he's gained more powers. Every time he comes back, he gets more powerful, and now he's Evil Red Buster
with the extremely dope costume,
all pointy and maroon. Yes,
Dark Buster.
So that leads into 49, Preparation and Selection, which, you know, has to just start out with a little bit of a Dark Buster beating down all five of them, hardcore. He bodied them so hard.
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm. And then afterwards, Ryuji's all like, "It's cool. I'll kill you, Hiromu, if I have to." And then Yoko's like, "Yeah, I'm on board with that idea."
Of course, they're super enthusiastic about this. Yeah, kill Hiromu?
Yeah, they're just like, "You
sure,
gotta,
why not?
You gotta trust us. You can't go off all willy nilly and kill yourself, because we're your friends. You gotta, you know."
We'll kill you.
We will kill you. You ain't killing yourself. You don't get to kill yourself. And meanwhile, Enter is using his superpowers to turn Enertron tanks into big cocoons where he's capturing people in wires and stuff and assimilating them or whatever.
Yeah, finale stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This episode, I mean, is basically just like a huge action sequence. Like, that's kind of just one fight or huge moment after another, pretty much. Like, that's the whole episode. This is where they disarm him to, like, go hyperspace and, like, extract the card using...
Of course they won't do that.
No.
That's not gonna happen. Come on, they'll find some way to fix it in the end.
Of course, they're gonna use their Jenga, abilities.
Their Jenga.
Mm-hmm. So they're going to the subdimension while Jin is getting his plan together. Yes, and then they all let's see. Oh, then they bust onto the Megazord. Trying to think.
I mean, it's an action scene. It's basically like the place is destroyed, right?
Yes,
because Enter comes.
You have to destroy the base. That's the rule. Or at least, you know, throw things around a little bit. They didn't really destroy the base. There was some rubble. There was some debris.
There was some sparks. Flying.
Some debris. But, yeah.
Oh, and Kurorin tells them, "Oh, you get out of here. I can do this by myself." But then they're like, "No, we have to stay. We're..."
Like, you know, you can't. Rock Lee and Glasses, they need to help you.
Whatever their names are.
I still
even know. In the finale, I don't know.
I know Rock Lee. That's it. His name is Rock Lee. Yeah, so they all get all sucked into the dimension. All the Rangers and the Zords and all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's basically it. They arrive. Yeah, oh, wait, there's a is there an action sequence inside hyperspace?
There's Zord stuff.
Right. Yeah, so I don't even know. I don't remember.
No. Well, I mean, these last, like, four episodes, it just kind of felt like it was just one big thing, you know, where it never really took a break.
It all kind of runs into each other.
Yes. Oh, that's right. So now Jin and BJ Stug are getting ready for to enact the big plan. They're all hanging out with his body, like, "Hey, what's up, body?" You know, he's just sitting there. Meanwhile, the Rangers are fighting Enter a little bit. Yes.
Yes, we've crossed over into the last episode.
Yes. And then they hold him off for a little while, and they go and go check in with Jay and Jin. And that's when Jin finally reveals the plan that he's going to turn Hiromu into data, put him like into his body, and somehow that'll suck out the bad data because it's attracted to because it's connected to the rest of Jin's data, and it'll suck it out basically from Hiromu's body, and then they can bring him back out normal. Yes,
Yes.
I mean, I think that's kind of what
Close
they're
enough.
basically. He's
Weren't
like,
you
what?
paying attention during the Jing game?
Yeah, he's like, hey, he's putting on his brave face, being all happy, smiley, Kool-Aid guy, you know, doing his thing. While BJ Stag is finally like, nah, son, I gotta tell him the truth. It ain't going down like that. This is gonna kill Jin. And then they're all sad, and they're like, no, we can't do that. And then Jin basically says the same sort of stuff that Hiromu was saying a couple episodes ago, where it's like, you know, one person, it sucks, but you know, if you're gonna, you gotta sacrifice one person to save everybody. That's what you gotta do.
Yeah.
You know?
It's pretty intense because he doesn't normally. He is usually Kool-Aid smile guy.
Yeah, he's only had a
And
couple of real
now it's
serious.
like.
But.
Right. And now it's like he's throwing it back in their faces like, "Hey, you do remember you killed your parents, right? Like in order to save or in order to release them and to save everybody else. Like that's the whole point.
And
Like
like
you need
last,
to get with the program and do
yeah,
this."
last week you said you were willing to kill Hiromu. Was that true, or were you just, you know, talking junk? Are you really willing to
Just kidding.
kill somebody, you know, in order to save everybody else? You know, nut up.
Right.
So the rest of them go out
So.
to hold off Enter some more while he transforms Hiromu into data and does his thing. And he does that. Hiromu comes. He's like, hey, what's up? I'm good. Oh, your body's dead. That's not the best. Ooh, frowny face.
He does
He's
have
like,
enough time for a good action sequence.
that's right. I got one
Yay.
in me. And meanwhile, the Rangers are all fighting Enter. And Enter's like, he's like, oh, I've got my backup. Where'd my backup go? And I still have your data for Jin. That's my trump card. And they're like, no, that's our trump card. Crap like that. And they, you know. Then they do the
He
prerequisite.
loses his awesome suit.
Oh, no. What'll he do without that awesome suit? But
Oh well.
then they have to do the whole, you know, beat up the Rangers till the visors are exposed and the costume's showing circuitry.
And broken up the same exact way they've been broken up in the previous time, like, you know.
It happens.
That
The
was,
same
yeah, that was kind of
exact
annoying.
way.
Like,
Especially when you notice when with Ryuji just had a moment like that, and oh look, that broken helmet's back again. Same kind. It was
yeah, and
still dramatic.
but it's all three of them have to do, like, it just seemed kind of forced. I don't know.
But
It wasn't really.
it would look really weird if they tried to crack some of the suit on BJ Stack. What would that look?
Circuits underneath.
You know? Like I kind of wanted to see like you know, Doggy Kruger walking around with just the helmet off. Like, hey, check this out. With my big dog head.
Oversized. Well, for SPD, it definitely is oversized.
But you know, well, maybe you can't crack it when they're when on Jin because he's made of data. Maybe, maybe,
Maybe.
data man.
Maybe.
He's well, no, okay, yeah, that's true. Although I would have liked to see just like the crap underneath, like the green crap,
Right, like the shiny ones and zeros.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, whatever.
But, you know, they done blow him up good with super volcanic attack. You know, arms on shoulders. We can do this. Go team.
Yeah, this is what I have to say about the ending. Here's the thing. I have cried. I have teared up a bunch of times with Go Busters. There were so many finales that I was just like, oh my goodness. And then there were so many like, okay, I don't know what they're going to do now. Where they're going to go? Where they're going to go? I don't understand. Where they're going to go? And then with the whole thing with the backup is in Hiramu, and I was like, oh my gosh. And then Hiramu's going to kill himself. Like, what? And then what's his face? Jenny's like, well, I'm going to kill myself. Like, what? And all this other stuff. All that built up. Blah, yada, yada, yada. And then the final blow is, all right, volcanic attack. Okay, yeah. Boom. You're dead.
Yeah. But they all did it together.
It was very anticlimactic. Like, that's my main gripe about the ending. Like, it was very, like, happenstance. Like, okay.
Yeah, these rangers never really had, like, a big special weapon thing, you know? They all just had their own individual weapons, but they were, you know, two different sets for the extra rangers and the regulars. They were all very basic. They had no big fancy thing they could do, like a big blaster or the crazy drill thing they did in Bokenger.
I wouldn't have liked that if they were just like, let's bring them together. And
well, you've got to use your special power, you know, or use your Geki Waza or something.
Your Waki Waki?
Your Waki Waki, your Nikki.
I want something more personal and more, like, specific to this moment. Like, if he had taken Enter's sword and turned it around and stabbed him with it, like, run him through with it, or something like that, something really dramatic, and something that you couldn't get in any other episode, then that would have been like, oh, okay.
Yeah, it just looked really typical. Like, the only thing is, oh, look, four other people were with me this time.
They should have found Gog and Magog and shoved him in his face. Boom!
I would have been okay with something like that. Mm.
Boom!
Yeah. You know what? I was
my dog gun.
Like, when they were in hyperspace, you know, that for now, that was like, oh my goodness, and the final battle, and the blah, and whatever. That was okay. Like, I'm thinking it's done. This one was like, I'm waiting for the next episode. Oh no, wait, this is the finale. Wait.
Oh no. Everything's gone. Everything's disappearing.
Yeah, it's weird. They've had so many different things they've needed closure on, but they've gotten them all, like, slowly but surely. They've gotten what they've needed. So, by the time you get to the end, it's kind of formulaic, where it's just, okay, defeat the last guy.
And I honestly didn't think that... You know where I thought they were going with the whole, like, when Hiramu was in the thing and they were transferring whatever, blah, 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 blah. I, honest to God, thought that that final battle will be there. Like, I really thought, okay,
that was the end.
That he's gonna try to stop him, and he's gonna stop, and they stop midway, and then they're gonna figure out how to, like, get the rest of the data and blah blah blah, and then it's gonna,
like,
be the final,
like,
battle.
Put Enter into the machine instead.
Put Enter into the, or some, or do something, or what. Like, I thought that's where the final battle was gonna be. I didn't think that they were gonna, like, make it through. You know what I mean?
Mm. Yeah, because I kind of expected that. I thought they were gonna find a way to save Jin. Like,
oh,
it just
seemed... I didn't think so. I didn't think so at all. I thought he was gone or done.
Well, because that's the thing is, they made a big deal about it in Gokaiger when Guy got his powers. They've only actually killed the Sixth Ranger three different times in Sentai history.
Yeah,
actually,
the first
straight up
was,
kill him.
Like, Tommy.
Yeah. They've killed Tommy, Eric, and Trent. That's it. That was the list. Oh, yeah. Dead Sixth Rangers. That's where he got all of his powers from, was those three. Yeah. And so for them to actually finally kill a Sixth Ranger again, because Sentai in general...
I mean, killing a Ranger at all, really.
Yeah, Sentai has moved, like, past that sort of stuff where, like, you know, in the past when monsters would attack, they would actually kill people. They wouldn't just need their sorrow or whatever, you know, some generic thing that can be given back at a moment's notice.
Oh
they
my
would
God.
Actually kill people.
The first episode of, I believe it's Bioman, literally, foot soldiers showed up.
Oh,
there's a bunch of humans. They gun them down, blood gushing everywhere, and they drop. They die.
Oh, yeah. I mean, even farther back, I was watching Sun Vulcan, and, like, they kidnap this kid's dad, who's a scientist, and, like, brain drain him for information until it kills him. And then... straight up kills him, and then they have some robot running around pretending to be his dad, and then they destroy the robot, but the kid's still got no dad. He's still dead.
it's
I mean,
they don't necessarily need to go that far, but
I mean, just the casual, you know, monster of the week stuff. They're killing people left and right in these old series, and we've gotten to the point where they just don't kill people very often, or people are dead at the beginning of the show and we just reference them.
Look, yo, I honestly thought, right, when they finally, you know, they collapse to the ground or whatever, and Commander and them are like waiting for them, I seriously thought, I'm like, yo, wait, they're gonna kill off all of them, like, for real? For real?
Really?
Like, really? Like, I was like, what? That was, because I'm thinking, like, all right, they just killed Enter, but that was so anticlimactic. Like, all right, whatever. Something is bigger. Oh my gosh, they're going to die? They're going to die.
All sacrifice.
I really thought that was going to. And then at the end, it was like, no, don't give up. Get up. Let me tell you something. If they died, that would have, and I'm not just saying it because, oh, death is awesome, but no, that would have been.
It'd be dramatic.
I would be like, yo.
Bravo.
You got me. You really did.
And then what are the three people at the base supposed to run around as the new GoBusters? Is Rock Lee the new Ryuji?
Pretty much.
Oh, Jesus. Get some rage.
But no, I mean, I guess
no,
I...
You know, but I, you know Commander. He's going to be the... He has to be the old guy. He has to be...
Oh.
That's true. Yeah. Oh, God. So Rock Lee has to be hero.
Red? Rock Lee is red?
It'll give him something to do.
Uh-huh.
That program is not correct. Do it over.
Yeah, I guess with Jenna, it was just because they made it so... Like, you know, it was so clear, this is what's wrong with him. If you fix this one little thing, he'll be fine. So it kind of, you know, it was like set up for them to find a way to pull that piece out of Enter before he died. Like, it was just something they were going to do. Something I just kind of assumed for a long time. That they were going to find a way to extract it.
He was a goner.
One way or the other.
He was a goner.
But, I mean...
Because when I first found out, or when we first found out that he was, like, this was a marker, right? He was whatever. I was just like, dang, he ain't gonna last, yo. Ain't gonna last. If this was an easy out for them to have a death where they don't have to kill off the main people, you know? Mm-hmm. So I was like, he's a goner.
Yeah, I guess it would have been easier if he just never would have had his body just sitting there the whole time, you know? As if he's like, I know I'm Data, and eventually I'll run out of ability to come back. And when that happens, well, that sucks. You know, but you know, they've always had his body sitting there, and all he's needed was a piece of data and he'd be good to go. I mean, they've brought people back from far worse contrived things in Sentai history. And you know, when it comes time for the team up next year, they're just going to make him magically appear out of the air with green data stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm here. Yeah. Hey.
And apparently there is going to be like a straight to DVD thing, which is like a sequel to the series. So,
say what?
It's like, because with Shinkender, they did Shinkender Returns or whatever, and I think some other series they did it, but yeah, there's something. It'll basically be like an extended episode.
More Ghostbusters.
More Ghostbusters, just a little bit, yeah.
Wait, my Ghostbusters are not gone.
Well,
I mean,
they're basically gone.
So,
but yeah, there's a team up. There's the team up with Gokaiger, which happened. But then there's apparently supposed to be one last hurrah.
My Ghostbusters come back.
Well, you'll see. Yeah, I mean, you'll see Go Busters versus Go Kaiser, and then of course they'll eventually do Go Busters versus Kill Ruger. That'll happen.
Well, yeah, that's true.
So, and then this return thing. So,
I want my return thing.
Did you watch the Hyper Battle thing yet?
Ugh.
Did you ever watch that?
Hyper Battle. I don't think Overtime subbed it.
The one where Enter got Beat Buster's powers.
Mm-mm.
It was Beat Buster, but he had a long gold jacket.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, there's a short. It's only like probably 10-12 minutes, but they always do one of those. They usually like release it on a DVD with like a magazine.
Oh, okay.
But it's out there if you want a little more.
Yeah, because I mean, like I said, I have literally cried. I've had my ups and downs, my Go Busters. I just didn't want it to end. I didn't want to see no little happy little ending neither. Right? Oh, she going to school. She graduating. Like, nah, I don't care.
You know what was actually the saddest part of this episode for me? The part that actually got to me and bummed me out. It wasn't knowing Jin's gone. It wasn't the goodbye with Jin and Hiromu's daddy. It was seeing Beat J Stag sitting in the forest by himself. Mm-hmm. Something about that just got me. Where he's got his little wooden plan. Thing on his shoulder.
Yeah, he got the little Jenga.
I'm like, oh my god.
Yeah,
like, that is the saddest thing ever. He is just, he's, you know, he doesn't have Jin to stand in front of anymore. I'm like, oh. He's, you know, I'm sure he'll be happy out there acting like he's the king of the forest and, you know.
You did announce to the little plant, I am Beat J Stag.
Yes, as if it cares. Yeah, you know. But I just feel bad for him. Like, oh my god, he's going to be out there all by himself. Mm. Oh, poor guy.
They did throw in the, if you watch a lot of Japanese shows, you know it's kind of a cliche, but where Kurorin is in the command center and he looks over and he sees Jin sitting there waving, and then of course the image fades away because he's really gone.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't want
it. It's a bit of a cliche, but oh well.
It's not even Japanese. It's just a cliche, period.
But it's still sad because they actually killed our Sixth Ranger again. Oh.
The fan favorite, or one of them anyway.
I know, right? They got rid of like the happy, goofy guy. The other ones they killed were all super serious dudes.
Yep.
And he's like, happy guy. Hey, what's up, guys? They're dead.
You know what? He's probably like, you know what? I don't like your new haircut. Goodbye.
I didn't like it, actually.
Me neither. I'm sorry.
Oh, you know he's going to go up to heaven and Time Fire is going to try to bully him and... and Nakadai Sensei will be like, I'm smarter than you.
He can have a drink with Black Condor.
Oh, that's right. Yes. He's up there, too.
Yeah. At,
I guess the first Bio 4. Yellow 4. She's right. Up there, too. Chilling up.
Full of holes.
Yes. Oh, she got blowed up real good.
Mm.
But, yeah, poor Jin. I like you so much. Mm-hmm. Maybe he can go haunt Tsubasa.
Magic yellow thunder.
No.
Yeah, so yeah, it's, I mean, even though I didn't, okay, the final, she graduating, what's his face is an engineer, and Hiromu drives off into the sunset.
After he makes food with his sister and,
right.
Nick.
And Nick has one last moment to try and mack on her, and it fails. Yeah.
Oh, right, because he likes her. Got it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad they kept the ending, like, you know, the aftermath stuff short. Like, they actually, you know, because a lot of times the last episode, they tended to defeat the villain in, like, the first 5 minutes of the episode, and then they fill it out with afterwards stuff.
I mean, I wouldn't have hated it if they had done that, but whatever.
Hmm.
There was still a lot of drama, though. So, it works out the way they did it, but
Yeah, they didn't rush anything. It was good.
Yep. Oh,
poor Go Busters.
It's good. It's a saga.
Yeah, it's finally over.
Yeah.
The first Sentai I watched from the beginning end to end, and I'm crying over it. No, actually, the first Sentai I watched from the beginning end to end, because I still haven't seen a couple of those Gokaigers.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
And those were some of the best. Well, whatever.
And I can technically go back and watch them now, but, you know, who cares?
Don't want to.
Who cares?
Did you ever watch the GoBusters movie? The summer movie?
The one where the frog was introduced?
Right.
I was trying to watch it today, and my computer just couldn't keep up because it's kind of old. So I watched most of it. I watched most of it.
I didn't really like it. It just seemed kind of bland. And
the movies, I mean, the Sentai movies in general, it seems like they're so short nowadays, and like they're always like a double feature with the Kamen Rider movie, and it always seems like they care more about the Kamen Rider movie.
Yeah, it's because the Kamen Rider movie is like an hour or more, and basically the Sentai gets what's left.
Yeah, which is like just barely longer than a regular episode.
Oh, it's a double feature with Kamen Rider.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh. So basically, you know, Sentai gets the slim pickings, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Sentai is the appetizer.
Yeah.
Sentai is a small appetizer before the actual feature.
Yeah, because I was trying to wonder, like, what kind of movie is, like, 40 minutes? Like, you know? Like, I didn't understand.
There are some good movies out there. I think the Geki Ranger movie's pretty darn good.
That's a decent one, yeah, actually.
It's a pretty solid movie.
But now Gokaiger you're saying... Is
terrible. The what one is? Anyway.
Gokaiger, yeah. Duh.
Oh, yeah, that was... that's disappointing. Very disappointing.
Yeah, duh. but the... now you're saying that it's a double feature. That makes more sense. Now I'm thinking, I'm like, why are people paying money to go sit down for, like, 40 minutes?
10 minutes.
Yeah, 10 minutes, basically.
Like, what is...
But now I get it. Okay.
Yeah, it had been a while since Gokaiger and GoBusters that I actually, their Sentai actually ended, and I was like, damn, I miss it. You know, because like, I mean, Gosager was awful. Shinkenger, I liked it, but when it was over, I'm like, okay, it's over. Let's move on. Go-Onger, awful. Geki Ranger, oh, that got me. That got me. It had a very good ending.
Yeah. It did end very well, actually. It didn't begin well, but
hey, now
it ended well.
Disagree. Geki Ranger, one of the best.
But it was
anyway. It was really boring in some of those episodes. Oh my god!
Better than GoBusters.
You are on such crack.
Crack cocaine.
For real. I can't even say crack cocaine because he can't afford cocaine. You crack.
Comes in third or fourth place.
You are on serious crack.
Third or fourth.
My gosh, for John alone, you're on crack. Like, I can't.
John is.
I can't take him for more than three episodes. I'll say three. I couldn't do it.
I love John.
And then the thing about it is that he was the better of the three. So then the other two were so boring. Like, I would take Ryuji over that other blue dude any day.
Hell yes. Hell yes. Oh my god.
Yeah, he Ranger's better. Wow. Better story.
You're really smoking the good stuff. Wow. Yeah, well.